Bryce wants them. No.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
All right, I'd like to welcome up everybody out to our council meeting today. And we'll get started with Mike giving the prayer and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this day and thank you for the opportunity to come to meet here together today as a town council. As the Holy Spirit will be with us, that we'll be able to make the best decisions for our community. Please bless the leaders of our state and of our country that they can also make good decisions. I say these things in Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Mike. For minutes from our November 20th meeting, so we sent those out. Any discussion on those? Look okay to me. I'll entertain a motion to approve those. Motion by Mike, second by Cherry. All in favor?
Aye.
And for today's agenda, any additions, changes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion.
Motion by Mike, second by Cherry. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Lance, welcome. We'll just kind of turn the time over to you. I got your email, but go ahead.
Yeah, sounds good. So I handed the, so everybody got the handout. There's two sheets to it, so. So this is just a quick recap here. So Rice Canyon Recreation Association, you guys have been very generous in making that a success. And appreciate the town council and mayor for seeing the value of having that in our community. We get a lot of people that travel here from far and wide to come and skate and enjoy the ice rink during the off season and the time when we really need some cash flow around here. So anyway, again, I don't want to rehash this whole thing, but, you know, we really wanted to get off the good graces of the town. We didn't want us to come in for tax revenue every single year because, you know, when we undertook this ice rink, we always knew it would need additional public money and donations and generosity. And that's for every, one of the only consultants I've ever hired in my life was the lady who helped us with this ice rink project. And in the early going, she says, hopefully you're committed to it. She says there's a reason that every ice rink in the state of Utah, or basically throughout the country, is either affiliated with a city, a county, some type of a government entity, or a foundation. And they said it's because, you know, basically you can't make money on an ice rink. The equipment's too expensive, the operational expenses too expensive. So it's basically like a town park. You know, it's like, what's the value of a town park? You don't sit over there and charge admission and go down the slides, you know. So you have to commit to, okay, is there a value? Does it make your community more livable? Things like that. And that's kind of the story of the ice rink. So anyway, so we always knew we were going to need this outside cash flow. I was talking to Mike before the meeting. You know, there's the new resort fee. It's basically a philanthropic or charitable program designed as a resort fee. You go to Vegas, a lot of people charge a big resort fee, and it's just revenue. They're just disguised as revenue as a reward to you. They say you get this and this and this. But this is good. You know, we had that dollar donation program at Rice Canyon. We went back to 2003. That's when we started it. Over the last 20 years plus, we donated more than $1 million to Rice Canyon National Park. And, of course, last year we were brainstorming how to get an additional funding source to get off the city funds for the ice rink, for the association. We said, well, what if we just double that, you know, because we've already got a program established. And then it was like, well, if we're going to give money to the Recreation Association, let's do some other good. And then we talked about giving it to the schools, you know, for sports and stuff like that. And then, so that was $3. And then we said, well, let's just round it up to $5. If you can ask for $3, let's ask for $5. And then and we'll do some good with this money. That's my Ruby's Inn hat on right there. So anyway, so it was pretty successful. It was really successful this year as far as the resort fee went. And the first payment from the resort fee to the Bryce Canyon Recreation Association for Ruby's Inn happened in August. It was $47,490. And we anticipated that by the end of the year there would be an additional $50,000 kind of penciled in from the resort fee that would go to the Bryce Canyon Recreation Association. You know, most of you are employees of Ruby's Inn, and you've probably seen the emails. And just this year has been a weird year as far as cash flow, particularly because of the international crowd kind of being a little absent during the peak season. And, you know, there's some other additional stuff going on coming down the pipe from possible fee increases for international next year. It'll be interesting to see how that affects business. And, you know, it's an uncertain time, and Ruby's Inn has asked that they not donate that money, and I, being a Ruby's Inn employee, I agree with that. They need to preserve cash, but that leaves the association in kind of a bind as far as cash flow. There was already money committed to this shed project and some other improvements, and just in conversations with the mayor, you know, earlier in the year, and the clerk, I know that there was sort of a placeholder in you guys' budget for a possible scenario like this. We appreciate that, and I guess what I'm doing today, and just real quick, I'll take you through the numbers here on the association, explain the numbers on why we need money. So just the top lines, that top grid, those top boxes, really the association, besides the note for the loan for the chiller, there's really not a lot of cash flow 8 months out of the year. The only cash, you know, if you look in the QuickBooks, there's like three entries, and one of them is that big 4,268 number. That's the loan, that's the monthly payment. But during the operation, the power bill for the association is the number one expense, and that's about $5,000. It's not cheap to run that chiller. It works good when it's running, but it's a power hog. So you can see there's some other miscellaneous expenses there too. So total monthly budgeted is about $10,000 a month, so it's about $40,000. The Zion's bank balance today is almost $50,000, $48,487. So if we didn't get any other cash into the system, again, we were anticipating this kind of things. If we didn't get any more, and I didn't update this, down here it says Ruby's inventory fee 40. I recalculated it's actually 50, so but we'll go back to that. So anyway, so the total operating expenses are $40,000. So if we didn't get any additional cash at the end of the season, the operating season, we still have $8,000 that's changed in the bank. But then you start getting into the non-cash flow season, then you start getting into, when that loan payment is the only payment to pay. So we pay a couple months of loan payment. So you got the operating expenses, you got the shed project. So as of right now, if we didn't have any of the cash inflow, we'd be short in the spring by about $31,000 by the time the end of the season rolls around. The Ruby's Inn resort fee, again, I put 40 on here when I was calculating the other day, and then I was like, it's really going to be 50, so I didn't update that, I apologize. So anyway, so had we got the resort fee at the end of the year for Ruby's Inn, we would have $18,000 at the end of the season, and then there's resort fee that comes in January, February, March, April. So April we would have anticipated another $34,000 from Ruby. So we would have been in a very good cash flow position. And now with this down Ruby's, no appetite to give that donation. And again, there's no MOU, there's no agreement. It's just Ruby's has this pencil. If we feel good, well healed, then Ruby's will donate that money. But it's not going to be possible this time, so we'd appreciate. I know the placeholder was about $70,000 in the town budget. We'd like to ask for that. That'll get us through next summer nice. You know, not going to promise not to come out next year if I go off the rails, but again, we had a funding source in place. If everything, it would have been normal year, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. We'd just use that money for something else. But so that's what we're doing, is that $75,000. That gives us some liquidity to get through next summer with that loan payment and things like that. And also, you guys were generous and donated to that shed project, which I mentioned. One of the things that's been identified is just kind of optimized space. We might have to buy some additional racks and things like that in there. That's going to be $8,000 to $10,000. So some of this, most of this will go towards operation, but might buy some additional racks. So that's it. It's probably too much explanation. As long as you guys have all the answers, basically.
You have an opening date yet? I know it's been warm. Yeah. And
so that building was supposed to be lit this week. They said this could be lit, finished. What's today? Thursday. It's actually being finished right now. So they're just waiting for the freight company to give them the exact date. So it should be here Monday, Tuesday. next week's absolutely warm if you look at the weather. Eric's had some, he's our ice master. He's the ice guru or whatever. So he says he had some concerns about the ice melt next week anyway, or, you know, the chiller working too hard. So we're looking at a week from next Friday. What's that?
So not next Friday, but a week from next
Friday. It'd probably be the 18th or 19th.
Okay.
And like I say, that's late, you know, this building delayed. We always, our goal is we want to get open for Thanksgiving in future years, but this building kind of delayed it, so.
And this building's just putting basically shade over the entire thing?
No, that's different. That's a different idea. This building is a rental building. It's probably about the size of this room. It's actually just kind of it's a shed.
Take what you're doing, Ebenezer's out of there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be sitting right next to Ebenezer's. It's going to be adjacent to the tent. The tent will still be there. This new building will be there, and all the equipment will be in the new building. And you'll still go into Ebenezer's to use the restroom, but there's going to be a temporary, like when you're walking in the mall, they've got a temporary wall there. They've walled off a store because we're doing remodels. So there'll be a wall like that goes into Ebenezer's, goes over to the bathroom. So events and stuff in Ebenezer's won't be disturbed by people going in and going to the bathroom. And there's going to be some doors there. I worked with Ron, the fire marshal, about egress and fire concerns and stuff like that. So we've got a couple of doors that you access. So if you're inside Ebenezer's, like for the New Year's Eve party, for example, there's going to be a door that you'll have to open in the temporary wall, and then you go to the restroom. So.
Okay. I mean, I've had a lot of people ask me, because a lot of people excited about it. So
Josh, I'm excited too.
So are they, like, is Ruby's talking about the shade thing over the whole thing to keep the sun from beating on it? Or?
Yeah, I think it was brought up in the last meeting, but that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I mean, back when we used to just do the non-chilled rink, where we just build up a tarp and just push Mother Nature, and, you know, with freezing and stuff like that, I know we got an initial price on just a kind of an open Bowery to cover that whole thing. At that time, this is 50 years ago, it was $300,000. Not just bare bones, just shed over the top. So, So if you're talking about building or something like that, building costs with the RS could be an inch less easy. So, but in the last meeting, we did commit to possibly get a feasibility study done on it. And so that's one thing we're going to do. I don't know if that's ever going to happen without a lot of public money. Again, the ice rinks just don't make money. We were told that from day one. So, but they make money for your community. Like I said, they make more livable, economic, you know, activity, creates a lot of that. But just, you can't rent skates for enough money to make it feasible.
Okay.
Any is this already in our budget?
We didn't. We kind of penciled it in there, but we didn't. I don't think she put it on the line, like on the line. I mean, there's plenty of money there, but. You know, it wasn't like before. We kind of had it on its own line item, and it still is. But we just—I don't know. I don't know if it's exactly on there like it was in the past.
I did have a conversation with her. She says she did allocate for it, whether she line itemed it or just said, "Yeah, it's in this fund." We got money.
Same as last year.
Yeah, you guys did 75 last year. Okay.
Yeah. The line item's there. Kind of look. Yeah, kind of looks like it is there actually. No, it is on there. It is on there. I looked at our revenues this year compared to last year, and we're actually up $100,000. So I feel good about supporting this. Council member? Any input? Good.
It's always being used when it's open and running, so it's good.
Good. Okay, I'll entertain a motion on donating that $75,000. Like I say, it is. I'm looking at her budget. Sid said, I don't know when we're right, and it's in there. So I'll entertain a motion on that.
I'll make a motion to donate $75,000.
I'll set
a budget to the Red Canyon Recreation.
I'll second it.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lance.
I'll email you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you.
Shutting building enhancement design project. Looks like it's done, right? Tom?
There's some rail.
Okay. Oh, okay. In the sidewalk area over the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ramp there.
Good. Tanner, any? I mean, you kind of had it up between you and Gary, anything? And I went by the other day and kind of looked through everything. It looks good.
I'm pretty sure that, like, in the spring, the lawn that's around the sidewalks is going to be sunk way down.
And it's going to be, there's no moisture when we put that down. So it's going to sink.
Well, not only that, but, like, I was watching, like, it looks like they're, to me anyways, it looks like the slope they graded the lawn to the sidewalks, mm-hmm. It's like it just went and then went, instead of a nice slope, so it's going to look awful, you know, next year, and it's going to take some work to fix. So yeah. I don't know if we're going to have the landscapers come back out and, you know, look at that and try to fix that in the spring.
I would suggest so.
Yeah. Because it's
going to take, I would suggest that, yeah, get back out there to do fine.
Yeah.
Touch up on.
Right. Yeah. So other than touching up the edges of the lawn, like where the slope is not great and it's going to sink down. I think it's great. Yeah, I think everything else. Okay.
I remember when we did the other sidewalk project that extended on the west side, we had to do the same thing a little bit. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
They fix the sprinklers and get all that running before they die.
Yeah, they got all the water running. We just, remember they buried that sprinkler line that went to that other one in the concrete somewhere. So we just used a battery powered. He said, can we just, this section over here, can we just do a battery powered, what do you call it?
Time control.
But it's not just a controller, it's like a, battery powered controller. So, which we have those at our cemetery and they work, you know, that operate the valves. So, just have to make, you know, set that one itself. But it's not a big deal. They last a long time. They'll last a whole season. Okay. So I'm not too worried about that. You can just set it, you know, set it in the spring to go and be done. So, yeah.
Okay.
Should be all right.
Okay. They haven't submitted a job request. They submitted anything to you guys. I haven't seen nothing. So, okay. We'll reach out. If I receive something before you do or whatever, I'll reach out and just make sure everything's good. So.
Yeah, let's make sure they get that rail in first.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Maybe that's what they're waiting on. So.
They touched up the asphalt, which kind of. The bottom end, right on the north end,
where they did the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they filled it in. They filled it in. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on that? All right. Town project. We asked Tom to come in. He did send an email out yesterday. I didn't forward it along, but just on some funding options.
There's several options out there. You guys can go through them and see what works best for you. We can go through them and do the same. However, you guys feel about that. There's also an opportunity to stack a few of them. You can get more funding. I guess it looks kind of decide how much you want to go after. It's going to be the big thing. How much of that part you really want to do at one time?
Think after our meeting last time, we got his estimates in the meeting, but I forgot to bring it up anyway. His estimates came in about $750.
Yeah, you're probably, I mean, by the time it's all said and done, probably around $800,000. Yes.
For the whole project?
For the whole project, yeah.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the outdoor recreation grants.
There's several in there.
Out of all of them, there's one. You would recommend, the best bang for our buck? Is there one that we should?
The land and water conservation one. That's a good, been a good one lately, but it expires in January 15th. So that's time to get a new one really quick.
Brilliant.
The CIB ones have been difficult to get lately. So.
Do they do, like, if the CIB, I know I probably are not going to get any grant money toward it, right? Through CIB. That's what I thought.
So.
What about loans? Are they giving out loans? Like if we decide to do something there?
Yeah.
Easily? I mean, is that pretty?
Yeah, there's always options. There's a match, you know. They're going to do that way.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think you just go through these, and I provided all the links as well.
Okay.
See which one gets best for you. We do have a contact number for a guy named Evan Eish. Have you heard of him before?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's been really good working with other communities, helping deal with his best for them.
Okay, probably some follow up.
If you want, just whoever wants to be in charge of that.
Yeah, I think touch base and kind of see where best on, yeah.
So he can work with all this and figure out what's best and help apply for him and stuff?
Yeah, he can have to work and see what's going to work best for you guys. He would just want to contact whoever, like if you're in charge of him, and just put him in and get you in touch with him.
Yeah.
And that would be good. We can help fill out all the paperwork and do all that stuff. Well, you know.
Okay.
So what we can do to get you the best bang for the buck.
But you're saying that one of the best ones ends in January, you're saying?
Yeah, January 15th is when it needs to be in. And that's the land water conservation grant. So.
I did send out the estimate.
And I kind of listed what one of those grants will cover. I mean, obviously the CIB would, ideally that'll cover the drainage and culverts and all the grading and all that stuff. So like I said, that one's a hard one to get. If you can go to the LWCF, which is the land and water one, the soccer fields, pickleball courts, playground surface equipment, pavilion, street structures, so it has an opportunity to cover a lot more. So,
okay.
But like I said, we can go after several and see which one works. See if they're multiple. Or if you just want a loan.
Okay.
Sounds like we'd be silly not to go after that one that ends in January.
Yeah, if it's there, I'll go after it and see what you can get.
Okay.
How we can push that if you want on our end.
Yeah, I think so. Whatever. Council, you guys, that's something, I guess the project, 750, is that something you want to pursue? Sure. I think so.
The same question I have is, come up several times. Are you guys comfortable with the way it's been designed? Because it's not a standard soccer field.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, and I think, I don't know, I just don't think going somewhere else and trying to figure out those dynamics.
Until it wears itself out.
I agree.
That's no good.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yep.
They'll just have to make do with it.
Yeah.
Until we can figure something else out.
Is that something you want to put the money into turf right now, or just some grass there?
Is that on the here on those things? Is it turf? Artificial?
Mm-hmm.
I think we stick with
that.
Yeah,
the whole area is turf.
Yeah.
We discussed with that.
Yeah.
So you still good with that?
Yeah. That's where we're going to do it. The lawn, I think. All the watering of the lawns and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay. Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Yes.
What? Go ahead.
Does this include I'm trying to think. Yeah, we were going to take out the lawn and dryscape that whole section by the road. Is this in this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, well, everything on the plan is submitted to you as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we'd go after.
Okay.
The parks aren't cheap, but.
Yeah.
They look nice when they're done.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
Any questions on them? Obviously, I'm not going to know everything about them, but we can sure find answers for you.
No, I think put us in touch with whoever that specializes in it. We'll just kind of, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, if he can give us a quick, look for the one in January and see what we can do there.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a lot of people ask me when it's starting or when it's going to be done. I'm like, we're not even to that point yet. So there's people that are excited about it. So anyway. Yeah. Okay, anything else for us, Tom?
Not unless you have more questions.
No, I don't think so.
We'll get in touch with that guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And we can line some up with him. We'll just coordinate with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works. All right. Thank you. Wellness Center, gym, basketball, the shoot-away system. We did send out a text, and we need to ratify that vote. We had to jump on a Black Friday deal that saved us $3,000, and the total came in at, it was like $9,300 after shipping and everything. Let's see if I got it. Yeah, $9,372 would be the total on that. And Tanner, I didn't talk to Ken yet, but we haven't got a hold of Dish yet on our other machine, have we? Okay. Tanner said he could help. I guess he got the stuff before. He could help with that if he wanted to. So, anyway. We'll get that working. So, let's ratify that vote on that machine. So, entertain a motion on that for $9,372.
I'm going to make a motion to ratify the original vote. Should be $9,372.
Yeah, motion by Mike, second by Bryce, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And then final one, our New Year's Eve celebration sponsorship. We always sponsor that New Year's Eve party. And I think it's at 5,000, Mike. You remember the other day? I think I said it was 5. I think it was 5,000. That's not right. I think it's going to be similar to next year. They'll do the lion dancing. And I think they're still doing a band, right? So, any discussion on that comment? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve that again.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Bryce, second by Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Department reports. I don't have a whole lot to report on. Tanner, getting in. Jerry?
I just wanted to make a suggestion. I don't know if anyone likes this idea or not, but I was just watching Cannon Hill lighting ceremony up there. I heard that Bryce Canyon City would want to do our own lighting ceremony up here. Does Trumpet Town have a lighting ceremony?
I think it's going to be on the 18th.
It's just the same way it's been in the past. It's the same way I'm just saying, in the past, it seems like that's when everybody made sure their lights were up. Kind of turned them on the same night as
it. I think it was like, it's not like December 8th or December. I can't remember what date they said in church the other day for it.
It's this week.
It is this week.
It's on
that. That's what I was thinking. But I couldn't
remember.
Yeah, it's, and I don't know if they used to have it always on the devotional night, but it was always on the night they had the devotional.
Same thing.
But I feel like a lot of people up here aren't involved in that. And maybe if we, not for this year, but maybe we can, maybe next year, have our own.
Yeah.
Get all the town out.
I think it's fine.
Do hot chocolate and donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we pushed the lights to get done super early due to that concert that happened. So I know that's why we did. We pushed them to get up earlier.
But I think we also, not only for the concert, I think we told them that we wanted them up around Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Right. Before, yeah, for sure.
Maybe
I think
future going forward, we kind of gear it towards that.
Yeah.
Towards Thanksgiving or
before
it or something.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to have them up for.
I think so. Their plan, I mean, they're supposed to be around the 1st of November, and it got delayed only because something didn't come in, new tariffs, and so they delayed it a week, and then they still didn't have everything, so they came out and did it anyway. So it's supposed to be 1st of November, and I think they'll leave them up through possibly February, maybe just January, but yeah. So, and we'd sign at least a 3-year deal with them on Main Street. So. Keep being told they look like a Hallmark movie out there. Tom, you better come down tonight. Looks good.
I love it.
Looks good. Yeah.
It looks good. But I do like that idea, Jerry. I think it'd be fun.
You want to head it up?
Let's set up on the calendar for the day after Halloween, the lighting ceremony?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm getting supported. So.
I'll put it on my calendar.
Okay. Yep. Good.
Yeah,
great.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
On the cemetery, I had a conversation with the one Sid's been kind of struggling with.
Still?
Anyway, I think it got finalized. I don't know if she was able to finally get it solved. She couldn't issue the refund for it, but.
Okay,
yeah, okay. It wouldn't refund that card.
They're not doing
that. No, they are. I don't know. They had a lot of hopes and wishes that we would do this and that, and I said, well, don't get your hopes up. We're not going to change our ordinance every time somebody wants to buy a plot to fit whatever they feel like they
right.
want to do, and so anyway, I think it's all settled now. So, yeah.
Sorry.
That's how it is. So, Bryce, you got anything?
Just sounds like the crack sewers, they came down. We'll try to steer them towards next week anyway, but they started yesterday. I don't know what they got now, but
I see.
He called me about noon or so and said, hey, we're going to do them. Anyway, I think they're going to come down and start Monday, Tuesday,
oh, okay.
Wednesday, and I'm done by Wednesday or something.
Okay. Sounds good. Mike, you got anything?
No.
Yeah, Cam? All right. I don't have anything on the Planning Commission, so budgets usually come out on the 5th, usually today, but I know she had, last month she had some problems. Or no, I guess that's tomorrow, huh? So maybe they'll come out. Warrants are in front of you. Nighttime decor, is that just a
must be for putting these up.
Just this year's?
Yeah.
Okay. That's our lease payment?
The $7,000, yeah.
For the truck?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they'll be reaching out, because I know the lease is up this year. So.
And the check for the treasury is that I think the check came out of her checking account and I denied it because I didn't want to.
I'm sure it was. Okay. Okay. All right. Any discussion on any of those? Anything else? Entertain a motion to approve the warrants.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Jerry, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And next meeting, maybe. This is our next meeting. Eighteenth. That look good for everybody. Still.
Yeah.
Okay. Entertain a motion to enter our LBA meeting.
Motion in
here.
I'll be in
here. Second. Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
No business in here, so I entertain a motion to adjourn our LBA meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
And no executive session, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn our council meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.